Flamadeers, welcome to this week's podcast, Transcending with DLC. This week we're going to be talking about anything is possible. Okay, anything is possible. So, if you've been following my journey with transition or listening to these podcasts, watching my YouTube channel, reading my blogs, whatever, first of all, thank you, because you are the people who I do this for, and I really want you to share this series with people who you think it will help. But certainly, I've been doing this transition for 5 years now, and it's one of the biggest decisions I've ever had to make in my life. I think other than having a child, it's the biggest decision I've ever made. Don't regret either of them, by the way. But looking back, there have been so many highs and lows, and if I could do it all again, I absolutely would. I wouldn't actually change a thing, because the person sitting in front of this microphone now is the person that I am through all the good and the bad experiences I've had over the last 5 years. So I'm going to share with you the most important lessons I've learned, in the hope that they will inspire you on your journey, but also I'm hoping you can take away one or two learnings from this, listening to this podcast, and then apply them to your own journey in order to have a more happy, more successful journey. So before I get into the six steps, I just wanted to share a little thought with you. You know that human beings differ from every other single being on the planet, right? But what sets us aside, other than the blatantly obvious, it's the way that we strive to the maximum of our potential. You see, every other single life form will strive to the maximum of its potential. Why don't human beings? Because all other life forms do. I mean, you think about it this way, how tall will a tree grow? The answer, if you haven't said it out loud already, is absolutely as tall as it can do. It'll produce every branch, every leaf that it can, it'll grow every fruit or flower that it can, it'll grow its roots as deep into the ground as it can in order to reach the absolute maximum of its potential. So why don't us humans? The simple answer is because the humans have been given the dignity of choice. You can either choose to go the same way with the same results, or you can choose to start something truly magical, something that's fully aligned with your passions, with who you are, with your true calling. There's the choice to be part of something that you really want to be, or you're meant to be, but the choice, or something that you've always been. You know, they understand the choice is yours, but you have to remember that life isn't just the passing of time. It's a collection of experiences, their intensity and their frequency, and there's only you that can affect that. No one else can do it for you. So step number one in this blog about anything as possible is, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to get better. For me, I was so scared the first time I left the house as Debbie. I was actually hyperventilating. I'm going to take you back. It was the 15th of July, 2012. Today is the 16th of July, 2017. So 5 years ago yesterday, I was scared to leave the house. I was going to be starting work 5 years ago today. And I was sitting there in my room, and my landlady came in to me and she goes, Debbie, you're going to leave the house today? And I was like, no, I'm too scared. She said to me, you're going to start work tomorrow. That was the kick up the arse that I needed, in all truth. But I was so glad that she did that, because it made me realise, you know, if I'm going to start this journey, I have to just get out there. I have to keep putting myself out there and doing this. And you know, the first day I was petrified, but it got easier. And then the days went by, the weeks went by. And then as the weeks went by, the months went by. And then ultimately the years have gone by. I'm asking you to do the same. Despite the downturns, you're going to get stronger. You're going to get better. You just have to keep putting yourself out there. If you keep putting yourself out there, keep putting yourself in a position to live your authentic path and truth, it's going to happen for you. You just have to keep turning up, though. If you don't turn up, you're never going to have the life that you want. Step number two, you can worry, but don't let it rule you. Now, you've all heard of the phrase that the glass is half empty. Now, I'm a true believer in the power of positive thinking, so I'll always counter-argue that with the glass is half full, but I'd also be a fool to argue that the glass isn't half empty. Now, you're going to have worry in your life, and I've had worry in these last 5 years. I'm not going to say that I haven't, because I'd be a liar, but you have to understand that you're the master. Don't be the servant. Worry, but then put worry back in the corner. Sometimes there are going to be cracks of doubt. There are going to be enemies of the mind that you have to do battle with. And in the last 5 years, I've done battle with depression, with bulimia, with real doubt in myself and my journey and my transition. There are quite a few times when I've actually detransitioned. It's a term that's being bandied around in some of the media lately, where people who are transgender, they go on their journey and then they're so consumed by the lack of acceptance, by the lack of love, by how unhappy they are, they actually detransition, they go back to being their former self. I have a lot of respect for people like that, but I think sometimes if those people had the hope and the support of others around them, then perhaps their journeys and transitions would be different. But you know, you can worry, but don't let worry take over you. Don't let it consume you. Worrying is part of everything, but you know, a part of life. Negativity is part of life, but don't let that be the overriding factor in your life. Acknowledge it, but then move on. You know, pessimism has to be educated, because pessimism is stupid. If you're in charge of your mind, you'll be in charge of your destiny. Step number three, you reap what you sow. If you want true, lasting happiness, you have to be the architect of that. It's pure and simple. Some people are going to support you along the way. Absolutely. I've had the support of amazing friends, of people who are now I consider as family, because, you know, they've been there with me throughout this journey. And you're going to have the same. You will, but you have to start. You have to take your harvest. The good times are there, but you have to put the work in. And if you don't put the work in, you have to take responsibility for that. You know, when the farmer sows his crop, if he doesn't bother sowing his crop, when it comes to the fall and it comes to harvest time, there's nothing there to harvest. It's the same with you. If you want something in your life, if you want to achieve something that's great, put the effort in, because if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere. It's also difficult starting. I fully appreciate that and making massive changes. But if I'd not started this journey 5 years ago, if I'd never left the house, and if I'd have made the decision to transition, this person wouldn't be sitting in front of this microphone now. So please, please, please do the same. Step number four, you are going to arrive in 5 years from now. The question is where. Now, I truly, really hope that you will arrive here 5 years from now. And if you're reading or reflecting on this article, I hope that you're thinking, yeah, I was right. You know, God willing, the universe, whatever it is that you believe in, I hope that you do have your health and everything is fine and well, and you do arrive in 5 years. But the question is where. As I see it, you've got two options. You could be in a place of your own design, so you can be the person who's said, right, I'm going to be in this place in 5 years' time, or you can be in the same place, doing the same thing, getting the same results, and I bet you're even going to be more unhappy than you are now. So what are you waiting for? Seriously, sometimes you just have to take the plunge, you just have to step and go. Once you jump, there's no going back, but also, things will never be the same, and for the right reasons. So please, 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 just take the plunge, start the journey. Step number five, make the mistakes, learn from them, then move on. They say practice makes perfect. I hope you said that. I disagree. There's no such thing as perfect. And all we can do is strive to be the best version of ourselves. I've made so many mistakes in the last 5 years. There's so many times I've had to apologise for upsetting others. There's ways that I've acted that haven't been aligned with, you know, what a good person would be or what perhaps a woman would be. And, you know, I've only been socially transitioning for 5 years and a few days now, and I make mistakes. It's fine. Making mistakes is part of life. It's how we learn. If you can come to this from a place with no ego and learn from the things that you've done wrong, you're going to be in a far better place than someone who beats themselves up over making mistakes. You know, mistakes are lessons to be learned in the path to your true self. Practice makes better. If you're striving for perfection, you're striving for something that's probably unattainable. Strive to be a better person than the one that you are, rather than perfection. And I promise you, you'll be in a far more fulfilled, happy place. And the last one, and it's a bit of a strange one, this, but bear with me. It's be touched by other people's challenges. I normally do less steps than the sixth one. I normally do five steps, but I think this one is far too important to leave out. We have to let other people's journeys touch us, other people's struggle with health, other people's economies. Open yourself up to all of it. The same walls that you build up around yourself that keep out sadness, keep out opportunity. The same walls that keep out strangers, keep out friends. Imagine the life that you could have if you pulled your walls down, if you soaked it all up, if you took the time to welcome others, to welcome strangers as if they were friends. Share who you are and touch other people's lives, not just for the opportunities that we'll bring, but in sharing our experiences, our hearts and our souls. The path to our own understanding of ourselves is in the path to understanding others. You have to understand, the more that you understand others, the more of yourself you will see in others, and the more you will understand yourself. So I think it's really important to open yourself up to other people and their challenges as well, because another way of looking at it as well is you will actually see how much you have, and in sharing what you have, you can help others along their journey. And for me, my friends, that's the whole reason of life. The whole part of life is to be the best that you can and to strive to help others along the way to be the best that they can. Now, the struggles I've endured, the rejections I've had to take, the friendships I've lost, the loves I've had, the friendships that have grown, every single second has been worth it. I hope your journey will be as amazing as mine. Have faith in yourself, and if you don't, contact me and I'll work with you to have more faith. If you want to see more, you can please do search on YouTube, Transcending with DLC. There is a video blog to go along with this. If you listen to the podcast, thank you so much. Please share it with anyone who you do think will benefit from this. If you search Transcending with DLC on Google, you will be pointed to my website, transcendingwithdlc.com, and there's a free blog you can look at there. Please print it out, have it next to your desk, whatever you want to do. Share this with anyone who you think will benefit from the journey. I want to thank everyone who listens to and downloads these posts. Thanks for listening. Until next week, be yourself, no one else. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon.